This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Mike Shope.
How contentious that bet was would have paid you with crumpled up dollar bills. I would have crumbled them all up individually and, like, left them in your spot.
Okay, I'm going to give you the $50 out of here for the golf bet.
Oh, my God.
Hold this.
I forgot all about it. The $50?
Yeah.
Great. What are you doing?
Taking off my shoe. I got money in the shoe.
What?
And the bulldog.
Used to do that with stuff at the pizza place. Like, we used to just, in front of the guy, like, pull the 20 out of your wallet, put it under your shirt and rub your underarm with it, and then give it to him.
There you go. Take the $50.
No, I don't want
take the $50.
I'd really rather not. I don't want that $50 from your sweaty, disgusting sock and sneaker.
This is a payoff.
I don't want that $50. Give me a clean $50.
This is a $50.
I'm not touching that $50.
Take
I don't want
the $50.
That's no. Right.
They're not paying you.
What?
I'm not paying you.
This you is owe me $50.
What this is $50.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is $50 is the best. Any Curb clip, I'll have a favorite word or line from it, just from the clips.
No, the best in that one is Larry going, ugh. Just that that to me is my favorite. You could have many favorites in that, though.
Yeah, like in all of them. That's it. All right, so an hour ago, we did a little thing where it was, how many NFL quarterbacks right now would you say it's 100% likely they would be their team starting quarterback next year, week one? And I walked in with 5, and then I went to 3. I mean, 100% is 100%, not 99. And, okay, like, you can't get too crazy here trying to be specific. Anybody could get hurt. Anybody could have an accident or something, and then they're not there. But apart from that, who is definitely next year's starter around the league? Mahomes is that. He counts. He's somebody. I would say Jackson is. And I would say Russell Wilson is. And I wouldn't say anybody else. Even Prescott, as good as he is, people still don't believe it. Like, they don't even accept it. And I don't know if the Cowboys think Ezekiel Elliott is more important to them than Dak Prescott.
Well, that's, for me, it's more so not how good is he, but he's on a franchise tag. And if they don't come to terms next year, that franchise tag increases in value. I forget by how much, but it's something exponential that, like, they almost wouldn't be able to afford. So to me, it's more the contract. Like, would he force his way out of there if they're not paying him what he wants? But I guess part of that is they value Ezekiel Elliott more.
Yeah, I think they might. It's one reason to root against Dallas. But you can end up rooting against everybody if you just sort of, well, I do, kind of question them. It's most hockey teams, if not all.
I feel like I've got an ample reason to root against Dallas.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to think of a new reason,
right?
So it was those three quarterbacks: Mahomes, Jackson, Wilson. Then also, I had Burrow and Tagovailoa as they are going to be next year's number ones for those teams. But maybe not, especially Tua. Right? Like, maybe I don't want to use injuries. But is there maybe some scenario where he plays this year and it goes so badly that they're moving on? Probably not. In the 90s percent chance, but maybe not 100. Maybe you could say 100. And then you have Allen and Watson and Kyler Murray and maybe Prescott. Maybe Bridgewater is this based on the commitment they made, not as high as the others. guys who you would, you know, you'd expect it. They're not 100%, but you'd expect them to be those quarterbacks. Tannehill, Wentz.
I would throw Stafford and Ryan still in there, even though they're older.
Okay. What about Justin Herbert? What did you think of me not including him in the...
I think he's almost as likely as Tua and Burrow.
They have to, right? They have
to. They drafted him seventh.
Sixth or seventh.
And I think maybe one thing that might go in his favor is I think he might be on the bench almost all season. Like, from what I read about the Chargers, and I know this has happened before. I mean, how long were the Browns planning to play Tyrod two years ago? Probably more than a game and a half. But I don't know. From what I read and what that team is, I don't know if he's getting in right away. And if that happens, I think it's more likely he starts next year. It's almost like what happened with Drew Lock last year. He didn't really even play enough for them to decide he shouldn't start next season. So I think the longer Tyrod plays, the more likely Herbert is their starter in 2021. So I would say because he might not get on the field enough, he's almost as likely as those other two.
Unless they win a lot.
With Taylor?
Yeah.
If they went made the playoffs with Taylor, I still feel like they'd have to go with Herbert at some point.
How would you like that scenario for him? Take a team to the playoffs twice and then get cut? Get benched or cut? That's what happened here.
I don't know what you do in that situation.
The Bills decided to cut Tyrod Taylor before the season started, and then they went to the playoffs and did it anyway. Like, that was the plan. With the Chargers, it has to be at least the plan. They already drafted the kid. In the Bills' case, they hadn't drafted Allen, but they knew they were going to, so they cut him anyway. The Chargers have already made the pick.
That's why, to me, there's almost nothing Taylor could do to hold him off forever. Like, they would never trade Justin Herbert based on Tyrod Taylor's play.
That's because you know Taylor.
Yeah, but that should account for some of it.
And you and I like him more than the average guy, too.
Right.
But it does account for some of it. Yeah, like you have an idea of what his ceiling is. So then you can say, you know his ceiling, and you can say, or you think you do, and so you can say...
The range of outcomes is not in his game be good enough to hold him off. Yeah, he'd have to have if he looked like what Lamar Jackson did last season, like not with the rushing, I guess. Maybe he's a bad example.
No, but he's not the worst either.
No. So like if it's anything like that and they're running the football and he's throwing for 3,500 yards and he's rushing for another 700 and they make the playoffs. Like, is Herbert getting moved? Because I think he'd have to do that maybe 2-3 years in a row to do that.
He's not getting moved. Taylor with Cleveland was unfortunate. Wasn't that many games, but he was struggling early in that season. I didn't put Mayfield anywhere near the 100% list.
Nope. Him, I would put Daniel Jones in the same territory there. Like
Darnold?
More likely than not, but I wouldn't put them near the top of this list.
Who's 50-50? Who is the closest NFL quarterback to 50-50, they're the quarterback of their team next year or not?
Aaron Rodgers was the first name that popped in my head.
Aaron Rodgers,
he's
got to be above.
That was the first name that popped in my head.
Is he 50-50? Wow.
What? I mean, see, to me, for him, this is why I like him for this more than Taylor. I believe he has the season in him to be their starting quarterback next year. In fact, I would think it's likely that he would be so good this season, or close to that, that they would be thinking, we can't do it yet. Like, we can't move on yet. And I think that potential exists more so than most bridge quarterbacks. He's not a typical bridge quarterback with a first rounder behind him. So I think there's a very good chance he's still starting there next season. The dead cap next year is, by the way, $31.5 million.
Rodgers?
Next year. So the first real out, I guess, well, 30, you could swing 31 with a rookie quarterback.
Can you defend the Jordan Love pick?
No, I can't.
I don't think I can.
But they did it.
I know. I'm not arguing that you're wrong here.
Okay.
I can argue most arguments. Most things teams do, most things people do, I think you can figure out why they did it. It doesn't make it right in every case, of course, but I can usually figure out, okay, I know why you did that. I think I know why you did that. And maybe it'll work in terms of, just limiting this to NFL. maybe it'll work. Plenty of moves the Bills made over the years when they couldn't make the playoffs. Okay, well, I know why you're doing it. I know why you're drafting running backs all the time. I think you're wrong to be, but I know why you're doing it. I know what you thought Aaron Maben would be as a player, but, you know, we'll see. I know why you're doing it. Jordan Love with Green Bay, because of this Rodgers point, is so hard to defend. It's so hard to figure out. It doesn't even matter. I'm not somebody who will pretend to know how good Jordan Love is or will be, because like no one knows that. There are people who talk like they know it, but they don't know it either. Not even people in the league. So I'm not using that. It doesn't matter to me what his prospects are supposed to be. What matters to me is Rodgers, without even being the figurehead that he is, and but that's part of it, and what he costs, what they needed this year, it's just like...
The receiving class that existed in this draft class was built up to be so good.
There isn't going to be a Jordan Love next year in the draft. Like there is not going to be a player of that caliber in next year's draft that you can pick. And then Rodgers is your quarterback this year. You know, he's going to be, right? He's not coming off the field this year.
No, unless for injury.
Like what was the math on this?
That's why I think about him for next year. I know it seems like the overall consensus is it's more likely he'll start 2 years from now. But that point you just made, like, wouldn't there be a Jordan Love next year, is why I wonder about them pulling the plug on that next season. Because if Matt LaFleur only wanted one more year of Rodgers and then wanted to be done with him, you would have done that now. You wouldn't have waited next year for a rookie.
Right. No, that's right. So, and it's a huge cap number, dead cap number, but you could still do it.
Right. This year, I think it was like $52 million. So, like, this year you couldn't even do it. But next year, even though it's a lot, it's manageable, especially when Love's going to be making, what, $1 million?
So Aaron Rodgers is... Well, you didn't like go through every team when you just you sort of just blurted it out.
No, he was just kind of the first name that I thought of. And there are probably others.
What about Brady?
Brady's 50-50, maybe. Maybe all those old guys.
Breeze?
Breeze only signed for 1 year, though.
But so he's not less than 50-50, is he?
I want to say he's less likely than Rodgers and Brady. 1 year, didn't it kind of sound like he was close to retirement this offseason? I want to think he's closer to retirement
than
these other guys.
There was some moment when I considered that, but most of the offseason on Breeze was the anthem.
That's true.
And that was a long time ago, and he was never being considered for retirement after that.
I think my gut says he's less than 50-50 to come back next year.
Roethlisberger. What's his, does he have 2 years left? Does he have more than one? He does, right? He's got term left.
I think he's got term. He has said he wants to play like another three or maybe even longer than that.
Yeah, he has to say that.
But again, he's not, you know, he's not Mr. Fitness like Tom Brady is. So.
All right.
He's got one more year after this season. 2021 dead cap figure is 22. The cap hit on Roethlisberger next year is $41.2 million. Like, if he's on the team next year, he will cost them over $41 million.
What do you think of them right now?
They would save 20 if he's gone.
Like, fantasy, are you on the Steelers?
I am taking flyers on almost all of their receivers, because I think somebody hits. It's probably Juju,
which
is why he goes high. But like, I drafted Chase Claypool the other day in a rookie draft. I've drafted Deontay Thompson.
Deontay Johnson. Mm-hmm. It's tough to consider Juju Smith-Schuster a flyer. He costs too much.
No,
you know,
right? He's not a flyer.
You can get Tyler Lockett, or DJ Chark, or Sutton.
So maybe flyer was the wrong word, but I want a piece of that receiving core, because I think one, if not two guys, like there will be enough volume there for them to hit. Maybe it's the tight ends. Eric Ebron could score 10 touchdowns this year, and I don't know if I'd be surprised.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger likes his tight ends.
So, yeah, what are they? I like their offensive skills.
You're on them. Mm-hmm.
If he is healthy and that elbow is not screwed up enough, then I think their offense will be plenty fine. I mean, they almost made the playoffs last year with almost nothing at quarterback.
I'll give you a name for 50-50.
But that contract, I don't know if I want to even say he's 50-50. That seems insane that they pay him $42 million.
Right.
At 39.
Right, right. You think maybe this would be it?
But they also don't have – if they drafted Jordan Love, I would think that they are more likely to start him next year than Green Bay is now.
You might wonder, where was Pittsburgh in the quarterback mix at the draft? Same as New England. Like, why not?
Right.
But didn't happen. I'll give you a 50-50 name. Who's the quarterback in the NFL that's the closest to 50-50, even money, whether their next year, that team's starter next year or not? What is Garoppolo? Is the money too much for them to move on that? Like, are they stuck?
What I feel like I know about their contract is they can kind of get out of it if they want to. I'll look that up real quick.
Darnold is good too.
Darnold's very good.
50-50, right?
Darnold's 50-50 to me just because I don't know if Gase – I can't see Gase being there next season. And a new coach might want a new guy. Garoppolo, yeah, they can get out whenever they want.
If Darnold
– $19 million this year in dead cap. Next year would be $2 million in dead cap.
That's easy.
Yeah, they can cut him whenever they want.
So he might be good for this.
Garoppolo, yeah.
Right?
But how good is he? Is he
– That's what I'm saying. He's not so good that – it's like obvious he would be there a long time.
Unless they thought they could get a clear and obvious upgrade right away, which is why I might. I don't think of them as a team that is drafting a guy. And are they going to go, like, if Winston's a free agent next year and Bree stays? Like, are they going to go look at Jameis Winston and think he's a clear and obvious upgrade? Because I don't know
who
you're getting in free agency that's supposed to be that much better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Right.
I like him for this, though, because I don't think they're not tied to him.
I like him for this. What if Darnold has the same year that he just had? Like, he at least in the bubblegum card stats, statistically, without the rushing, he's at Allen's pace or a little above. Like, they threw for the same number of yards. But Darnold missed three games and Allen missed one. The last game, I'm not giving, you know, that's like missing a game. But still, Darnold was on a pace for more passing yards than Allen. 19 touchdowns to Allen's 20 interceptions. Allen was better. Again, that's just the simple stats. Does not have the rushing. Sacked 33 times versus Allen's 38. If he has the same year, they were 7-6 in his games, Darnold.
Yeah, winning record. Yep.
Bills were 10-5, throwing that last game out. Although maybe I should throw the last game out for Darnold because I'm throwing it out for the Bills.
So 500.
I don't know. But still, like, what if he has that year? You want a coaching change there, okay. But that is not, like, it's not a given that the quarterback would be replaced too. It wouldn't be a given.
It's not a given. They are one of those teams, though, that's in Trevor Lawrence range. Are they not?
Yes.
Like they could absolutely finish last in the league.
Yes.
So them being in that type of territory and the coaching uncertainty and the quarterback
then,
just being how good he is, the uncertainty of that, he's maybe he's my favorite answer for this so far, actually, like 50-50. Because he also has enough draft status where – like the same season maybe would get him another year.
They go 3-13, get the first overall pick, and trade Darnold to San Francisco for a third. Some team would trade for him. Definitely. If he has the same year, can he have the same year and go 3-13? He could be the same player, and go like 3-2 and then hurt his shoulder, or 1-4, hurt his shoulder, and they just like forget it. You know, we're tanking, COVID, stay home. We'll try to get something for you in the offseason and go with Trevor Lawrence next year.
And they could do that. I'm seeing enough teams now looking at this list of starting quarterbacks that,
mm-hmm.
like, there's a lot of guys that are well below 50-50.
Now, hold that thought, because we started with which five are the likeliest, and I want to do which five are the least likely. Who are the five lowest odds at being their team's quarterback next year? We'll keep going. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Bulldog is off today and tomorrow. Sneaky Joe DiBiase here with me. You can join us, 803-0550. Sal Capaccio is still to come. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
I mean, it's just kind of playing with the trajectory and the power I'm putting behind the ball. I wasn't in a good enough position last year, and I didn't do it at a high enough level. You know, I've worked a lot on it this offseason. Quarterbacking is every year you're going to have to find something to get better at. And yesterday I spun the ball extremely well. It just came off my hand. I knew exactly where it was going to go. And this morning there was a couple that just didn't feel great off the hand. So it's just that constant, like, here's a great day. And then all of a sudden it humbles you. And it's just like, all right, let's not forget about what we worked on. Let's have these mental reminders in my head and, you know, reset my mindset and not hang on the last throw.
Okay, right on. Josh Allen. The Bills are in training camp, supposedly. That's what they, you have to take their word for it, because we can't see them. It's just so weird. I know everybody knows it already, and your version of how weird it is different than mine. Mine at work, more than anything else, is that I walk this short path from the door into the facility, through the kitchen, and then the sales department, and into the studio. It's, I don't know, 100 feet. Like, it's not even, it's not, whatever it is. It's a short walk. It's less than a minute. But there, it's just something so unusual about the sales department when you have all these desks and cubicles that are all decorated with the usual stuff. Pictures of family members, desk calendars, notebooks, coffee mugs, maybe a plant. And it's all untouched since March. Untouched. It gets cleaned. So it's not like it smells or is dirty or anything from just being like maybe your shed or your attic or something. It's getting cleaned like every day. It's like a movie where people are just not there anymore. And I'm interacting with some of these people. They all still work here. As far as I know, interacting with one of them in the last few minutes about, you know, a client. But they're just not there. So this is not atypical. This is what many of you who work in offices see and experience. If you get to go in, I think I'm in the minority here. I know I am. But overall, like, still going to the office, there are only a few of us who ever come in. Bulldog, has he ever been in since March? One time?
I don't think so.
And these desk setups kind of look like that, too. That they're just not there. They're clean, and they look just like they would on a given Thursday when that person is just not there that day. But they're all not there every day. Anyway, no need to elaborate. Something confusing about this observation, or interesting even. Happy to get through the show so far without... my wife and I had a big argument, and so I'm happy to have Joe and I talking quarterbacks. Great topic.
About the show?
No, it bothered me that she didn't know the song Windy.
Well, it's going to bother even maybe more that
it does not bother me that you don't know the song Windy.
Okay.
As you are much younger than she is. And she is younger than I am, but I don't think so much younger than I am that she should not know the song Windy at all, to the point of, I've never heard this song, stop asking me. Like, no, come on, you've never heard this song? That's what I'm telling you. Insistent that she had never heard the song Windy.
I do know the song, and I've heard it many times because it's in Breaking Bad. That's how
I know it.
Yes, it's like an entire scene in Breaking Bad is this song.
Really?
So that's how I know it. It's a Breaking Bad song. Yeah. I guess that doesn't really count.
Can you play it? I mean, just so everybody knows what it is. Thank you. Is it The Association?
Yes, The Association. Right.
I would guess I've heard this song a couple hundred times in my life. I'm not searching for it. You know, I don't think I've ever searched for it, but I know it. And Windy has stormy eyes, maybe. Yeah, so I know the song.
You know it better than I do.
I know that much about it. I know this much about it. Just, how could you never
maybe
heard
that,
it?
Maybe that makes you more upset that I even know it.
It does.
But again, my roots
it's called
of
you making
it
worse.
Different. Yeah.
That's what that's called. It's called you making it worse. Very likable song.
It's catchy.
How could you be mad listening to this?
No, yeah, you want to skip to this song.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How do you not know it at all? It's the kind of song that you hear and then you remember it. Like, oh yeah. Which makes it, I guess, all the more plausible that she's never heard it. It's hard to turn it off. Come on.
I was going to say, can you even turn it off?
I don't think I can.
I don't think I can turn it off.
All right. Eventually we have to turn it off or we'll stop.
Yes. One of those two things will happen.
Windy. And by the way, who's Windy? You know, I've heard of Wendy's, but not Windy's.
No, I've never heard of anyone named Windy.
Windy.
No.
So, we were talking about quarterbacks. Joe put a poll up. Do you know the song Windy?
Gotta know what the people know.
100% yes. That's my prediction for this poll. It will be 100% yes. Every single person will say yes. So, we have been talking about NFL quarterbacks today. Who are the quarterbacks that you are 100% confident will be their team's quarterback next year? Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson. Then there are between 2 and 10 quarterbacks that I would put next. You know, it's fantasy draft season. Tiers. Put them in tiers. Mahomes, maybe he deserves his own tier, or maybe Wilson and Lamar Jackson can be on his tier. How are they not their team's quarterback next season? They are. Maybe Wilson's ahead of Jackson, but it's just, you know, tenths or hundredths of a point. So they're all hundreds for me. Then you get to, including Josh Allen, you get to guys who are in the 90s. I think there's between a 90 and 100% chance or 90 and 99% chance Allen is the Bills quarterback next year. You want to say lower?
I want to say lower, but I don't think I can say lower. I want to say lower.
How low will you go? How low can you go?
75.
75%.
But that's maybe more me wanting to, if they go 8-8 and he's average, I'm going to want them.
They're totally not bailing on that.
I know. That's why I'm going to want them to be talking. I want to want us to be talking about going and getting Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think that's realistic. So
what's the best season they could have where they would make a move? 5-11?
7-9.
If they're 7-9, they're not making a move.
I mean, I want them to make a move.
It's tough. Yeah. I'm saying it's a fact, and it's not a fact. It's just an opinion. But I just would not expect it at all at 7-9. They'd have to be worse. If they were 5-11, maybe that's such a bad record. But also, maybe this is such a weird year, and there will be so many strange things that go into the season that everything will be discounted. That everything that happens this year will be just be sort of sloughed off.
I think probably what happens what's most realistic to think that would happen if they went like 7-9 and he plateaus or even regresses a little is what the Bears did. Nick Foles-ish. Go find a guy like that. He's there, but Allen starts the year, and maybe during the season they pull the plug, but not at the beginning. That's probably right.
Yeah.
That's probably like the worst case scenario for him.
Yeah, right. The thing is, like, his fumbles, I don't want to say it as the thing that doesn't get talked about, because I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe you're talking about his fumbles all the time. Maybe you're talking about his fumbles at dinner. I feel like most conversations we have in here, like with guests included, are about the overall picture. Accuracy, of course. His rushing, I'm always bringing that up. We're always hearing about that, and it's right to do so because it's been so excellent. The turnover piece, though, he fumbled 14 times. That's less than Daniel Jones, but that is a very big number. Where do you want that number to be? Like 3? And he's going to run more than the average guy, so it maybe can be like 4 or 5. But you can't have 14 fumbles. And if you don't have a lucky year, you're going to lose 9 or 10 of them. And last year, how many did they lose? Like 3, I think. They recovered almost all of his fumbles. In the Browns game, he fumbled at the goal line, which you would hate if you lost the game on that play or you lost by one score and you turned the ball over on this play. You'd be like, oh, it's awful. It gets guys benched. But the ball bounces into the air and Feliciano makes a diving catch at the one and the Bills keep possession. Like, there was a lot of that. Not always with diving catches, but there was a lot of that last year. And you can have everything be the same about your team and change that, which you cannot control at all. And that's 2 wins, maybe more. Turnovers in close games, tough. At the same time, the Bills, Warren Sharp told us this and pointed it out. The Bills were not a team that won a high percentage of one-score games, which is, you know, a lucky team that would do that. And the Bills were not a team that did that. They were, what, like 500? Last couple of years each at in one score games or around it. So they're not a team sitting there like regression is knocking at their door necessarily. Like that would be a stat that I would look at. I do look at for teams, but the Bills are not one of those teams. The fumble thing though, like he's talking, and I'm not condescending when I say this to him, like he's talking about spinning the ball and everything. That's what he's being asked about. I wonder about holding on to the ball when he's running or in the pocket. Like, if that's something that you think that, I mean, the Bills are aware. I don't know what you do about it. I really don't know what you do about accuracy either. But, you know, there are answers to the questions. So that's a big area. But, you know, they're expected to be good, and let's hope we see it. Who is the quarterback in the, or who are the 5 quarterbacks in the league? We'll take a break first. That would be your 5 for the lowest percent chance they are their team's quarterback next year. There are a couple obvious ones, I think. And then a few that are, you could go either way. And there's one that I think is really interesting, where maybe it would be a low number, but maybe it shouldn't be. We'll do that next. Sal Capaccio coming up in just about 15 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You know, it was worse on watching it back than it was live. So that didn't sit that well, but you know, we weren't very good, and they did exactly what they wanted to do, so that's troublesome. You know, we're gonna have to change that up. We're gonna win this.
Rod Brind'Amour, so he got fined and he sort of doubles down on it. It was worse watching it today than it was live. The owner of the team wrote a check for the fine. I didn't think you could be so obvious about that.
He also the fine was for $25,000. He wrote the check for $25,017.
Yes.
What I've seen is that they'll refund them a $17 check, which was Brind'Amour's number. So I think that was on purpose.
That wouldn't just be the interest. Do you have to pay interest on fines in sports?
I don't know. It's the next day, so.
When is it due?
They only give him 2 hours to do it. The announcement came like last night, so they didn't give him much time for that interest.
Yeah, that's probably, you might be right about the jersey number.
And be too coincidental.
Yes. NFL quarterbacks who have the least chance, the worst chance at being their team's quarterback in a year. Who's obvious? Who's low? Derek Carr.
Very low.
Very low.
Very low dead cap number.
That's it. Combination of the player they've signed Mariota and the cap number makes you think it's unlikely. Yep. I would say that.
Haskins.
You could do that with Haskins. They won't be super patient. New coach, second year, I think, yes. I don't want this for my five, I think, but what's Cam Newton? Is he likely to be New England's quarterback next year?
I'm going to say no, because one of two things could happen. He either flames out or continues to get injured, which I guess we're not supposed to count here, but there's that chance that they wouldn't want him back, and there's also a chance he's amazing and then goes and finds a big contract elsewhere.
Right.
So I'm going to say he's less likely.
Less than 50-50.
Yeah.
My favorite guy for this is Minshew.
Minshew.
Because they are expected to be bad, but there's a little bit of that that's inherent to that the quarterback would be bad. Like, what team with a good quarterback would be expected to be the league's worst? It's sort of counterintuitive. So you're implying that you think by the odds, they're implying that that Minshew is not good. But I'm not sure about that. Best deep ball accuracy in the league.
Yeah, I'm not sure though if it matters, because he was arguably good last year.
Okay.
And if they are bad this year, and even if he's good throughout that, like if he puts up numbers and is, you know, productive, but the rest of the team just stinks, and they are in position to draft a quarterback, or even though he was good, are they going to pass on a guy at the top of the draft for someone who went in the sixth round?
Well, interesting how you ended that. I think the answer is no, they would not pass on Trevor Lawrence, but it shouldn't matter anymore what Minshew's draft pick status was.
But it might to the franchise.
I think it would only go as far as that it's Trevor Lawrence. I feel like that's it, open and shut. Doesn't matter who Minshew is, if we're losing, you know, if they had drafted him first overall is a different, maybe it's different. So maybe it's relevant.
But I think it's relevant in that you don't get as much of a leash.
Yeah, that's right. That never, that's Tyrod Taylor. Like, that never changes. Somehow, for some reason, Brady was a sixth round pick. That changed eventually. It changes eventually. But what would matter? If the guy plays pretty well, they draft a rookie, they spend the whole offseason next year talking about, well, we'll see who deserves to start. Like, they play it cool. And Minshew's on a bench eventually, and he's not a bad player. So he'd be an interesting commodity next year in that scenario. And that is about the likeliest scenario. Not that they would be the likeliest. They wouldn't be better than 50-50 to finish as the number one overall pick team, but they are the favorite to be that team. And I don't think Minshew is bad. He didn't play badly.
He'd be in my bottom five, though.
For this?
For this, yes.
But he's not in your bottom five quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league, though.
No.
He'd be ahead of Denver's guy for me. We haven't seen a lot of him yet, but I think he's outplayed him. Definitely Haskins. Maybe Carr. Carr's not great. Definitely Chicago. Maybe the Rams. He's paid, but maybe as good as that or better. Who would you rather have to win a game?
Minshew or
Goff. It's close.
It might be close. For me, it'd be close. I wonder what he would look like on the Rams. So, yeah, it'd be close. I think he's good. I
do, too.
I'm not as intrigued with him, maybe, as you are. Like, Locke intrigues me a little bit. I don't think Drew Locke is good, but I still want to see that. So I might be hesitant to just declare Gardner Minshew better than Drew Locke, but after last year, it might be trending that way.
What about Rivers, quickly?
For this?
Yeah.
No way.
No way what?
That he's their starter next year. He looked so shot to me last year. I can't.
Right.
One-year deal. No, I think this is it. I think this is his final year.
We should come up with a game, 32 teams, where you and I each end up with 16. Like, you draft one for yourself, and then you draft one for your opponent.
We draft quarterbacks that are starting this year, and then the results are decided on who starts next year. That's the game, right?
Yes. Or we just pick the ones we think will be, and then you go all the way down to 32. eight rounds of four players, and you could wait it or not.
That's a that I kind of like this as a draft idea. Get Bulldog and Sal in on this. Everyone drafts eight quarterbacks. It can be whoever you want. Mm-hmm. Whoever has the most guys that start in 2021 wins.
It would go fast, though. As far as like a radio show draft, it would go really fast. You know, the first dozen or so are really easy, and they're almost interchangeable.
You can make a case of, you know, Dak Prescott versus Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You'd have to decide between those guys. That's right. Like a fantasy draft, which we should do tomorrow.
Well, what do we need to do still? We've done two drafts so far. Let's one was Super Flex, maybe?
Yeah, whatever.
Change it
Super
up.
Flex. We'll just do another one.
Could do a dynasty,
let's do another.
Dynasty mock draft. Dynasty startup mock draft would be my first.
Yes, draft. Okay, fine. I'm in. Let's even make it count if you want. Let's have a league. Sal Capaccio after the update. Mike Schoep here with sneaky Joe DiBiase. Bulldog is off today. This is WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.